Hello, on Builders.
Yeah, oh, now I can hear you. This is Lena, Bank of Cardiff. So you said you had the working capital loan before, right?
Yeah, I've had, credit, lines of credit through Chase Bank and through West Banco.
Uh-huh. This is not the same as credit line. This is the loan. Some of our loans have a credit line.
Well, that's one of the
things
I want to get rid of is a Chase line of credit lock.
Uh-huh.
Is because it's all like evergreen. You never get the damn thing paid. I've been paying on that thing for 15 years. And it's just all like, I've got it paid down, but, you know, they, I just need to.
How much is your balance there?
Oh, 70. Let's see.
70.
Is my balance. It's about, let me see here, Chase, $74,175.12.
Okay. It's very difficult for me to predict of what exactly your terms will be because I'll explain to you. We are completely opposite of the Chase and all these big banks. We approve almost everybody, but we have like 43 right now different working capital programs. So it all depends what your business is going to be qualified for. All I will need from you is one page application and 6 monthly statements, bank statements.
Well, I'm not worried about getting approved. All I need to know is about what my payment would be. If it's not worth me doing this, I just don't even want to pursue it. You know, if it's not money and just make it one payment. On these things I'm doing now, I'm paying about $6,600 a month.
$6,600, and all your balances together are what?
Oh, about $230.
So you don't, if you definitely don't have enough, you just need, except paying your bills, you need to have some working capital. You need some cash flow.
Well, I have a lot of cash flow. I do, you know, I've had days I do $100,000 in a day. And
I
manufacture my stuff, and we, you know, can make it, install it, and collect it all the same day.
Wow.
We do that quite often.
Great.
Yeah, it's always been good cash flow. I always keep my head above water, and I always pay my bills, but I'm just looking instead of all the bookkeeping and the monthly things.
It all depends on how long your loan will be, for how long you will be approved. But
well, it says here 5 years.
Up to 5 years, it's our equipment loans. Our working capital loans are up to 3 years. We have few programs which are up to 3 years. We have more programs which are up to 2 years. And we have many programs which are maximum 18 months.
Yeah, see, a lot of these loans are going to be paying off real soon. In fact,
which
I
is
might
good.
Pay a couple off here just to get rid of them.
So, see, you're not losing anything. You can just send us 6 bank statements, 1 page from your tax return, and application, quick application, and maximum 48 hours.
If I can't get a monthly installment or payment, what it would run me, you know, just
no, I cannot.
It's worth my while.
I can't tell you for sure what it's going to be. So what your only concern, will you pay more than $6,600 or less than $6,600? That's all.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't need just additional funds for operation.
No.
All you need is to pay these loans and to lower your monthly payment.
Yeah, or put it all under one.
Yeah. But see, if you have these loans with the big banks like U.S. Bank, with whom you are dealing for many years and everything, they are their loans, their business loans, are subsidized by government. I don't think anybody can beat them. But the only thing is that when you use...
Well, I could go to them and do probably consolidate their
modification.
Loans. Well, yes,
if they will do the modification of your loan, because it looks like you are pretty, for their standard, you have pretty high balances, so you're pretty leveraged. And it's always good to
have them.
Almost
all of my machinery and equipment's paid for, and my building even is paid for. I just, the city or the county was trying to buy my building last year.
And
they appraised it for $758,000 and approved the loan to buy it. And I backed out the right at the closing because I was going to have to move and get another location. I only owe $7,000 on it.
Yeah, that's...
And they approved it for
And they wanted to build something there?
No, they want green space because it's across the street from a river. And they want to tear everything down and... You know, the government is, and the city manager said that she really didn't want to lose that building. It was a really nice building, and that city just don't have that many buildings.
I see.
And her husband is the law director over here where I live, and he's a good friend of mine, and she says, tell you the truth, I'd appreciate it if you didn't move, because they didn't want to lose our business from the city there either. It's a little town we... operate from in Carlisle, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't have a lot of businesses.
Businesses left, yeah.
Yeah. And so I backed out on that, but, you know, I only owe that on the building and the machines in there. You know, I've got several million dollars in machinery.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those machines I've paid up to, they're around $300,000 apiece. And I've got 32 roll formers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
we do like buy back leases, which means that we can give you money against your machines, but in this case, we give you like 50 cents on a dollar.
Yeah. I'd be better off just go back to U.S. Bank then and do that, wouldn't I?
If U.S. Bank can help you, sure, but if you will not get enough from them, you will ever need additional funds, we will be happy to help.
Yeah,
it's good.
I put like between around $2.5 million to $3 million a year and a half for the last 20 years through that bank. So
yeah. Sure. If they will do it, they are just much, much, much more conservative than us. So it's hard to get approval from them.
Yeah, they approved me a loan to buy my new building when I was going to sell my building.
Mm-hmm.
They approved me for $650,000.
But that's the secured loan. They were planning to give you the mortgage, which is secured loan. We're talking about unsecured. But if you're willing to have them to put lien on your business? Yes, sure. We do not put liens on your business. We do not do anything like that. It's just unsecured. So, but it's up to you.
I was just going off this letter, and I just want to get an idea of what a payment would run.
Yeah, I understand. It's always good to see what's available for you, and maybe just keep the letter. I can give you my extension
here. I got one the
other
day, and it was a check, and it says, by signing this check, you agree to the following terms for $75,000, which, you know, I didn't sign it, but
sure.
You could take it to the bank and just sign it and put it right in your account.
No, I don't think so. Nobody would send you $75,000 check like this. It's probably just...
Yeah, it says by signing this and depositing
it's just
right on the back.
Everybody
is
trying to be smart advertisers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it could be one of the places where I've had one of these loans before. I've borrowed like $100,000 two or three times and paid them off. And then they do a daily withdrawal from my business account.
Yeah, we do that too. If you would be interested, we do all these things.
Yeah,
I just told you, I'll be happy to help you. Like if you need just maybe a short-term like bridge loan until you get your loan with U.S. Bank, because for them it always takes months to get approval. We can give you the short-term loan.
Yeah, I'm really not interested in doing anything. I was just, my thing was maybe just turning all these bills into one payment.
Mm-hmm. I see.
You know, it's like 10 or 11 things on here, and I could just make it one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, a lot of work for your bookkeeper.
Like, I bought a Bobcat, and then I bought a shear that, you haul out the job sites to bend the, we do a lot of metal roofing.
Mm-hmm.
And, just equipment, things like that. And I bought a new CNC brake for the shop. It's all automated, mm-hmm. bends all the trim automatically and things like mm-hmm. that I've got loans on. And I was thinking,
I see.
But I was going to get rid of these two credit lines too, but I could just probably double up on them and get rid of, that's what I've kind of done on my building. I've been making like double payments for the last 5 years, mm-hmm. and I've got it down to, it'll be paid off before the end of this year.
I see.
But I own that personally.
Mm-hmm.
Not I rent it to the business.
Not, I see.
I'm getting ready to add another 18,000 mm-hmm. square feet on the end of it as soon as I pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to just build it myself out of my own funds, so I'm not going to finance it.
I see.
Just keep it free and clear. But anyway, all righty. Well,
yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank
anyway.
You for calling.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.